We're now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County boys basketball team. We talked about this with Coach Adam Clark at Gilman City earlier this morning. Gilman City and Tri-County a week ago played one another, and the boys game went overtime. Gilman City got Tri-County by 3, 41-38. And there's some teams like this, Coach, that you just kind of play them, and you kind of know that more likely than not, if they're at full strength, it's going to be like taking a little bit of medicine. And you ran into the Winston Redbirds last night. They're 15-0, and they're 15-0 for a reason.
Yes, they're a very good team. They're fundamentally strong and pretty detrimental on the offense. And so that is one of those tough teams that we always have to try and find something to work on.
Yeah, what were the things that, you know, 80-25, I know it's hard to come up with a whole lot of positives from that, but what did you come up with last night that you felt like the boys did well?
That's one of those games that it's about the best practice you can possibly have, and whenever you go against that press break, and anytime you set up an offense against that, I take that as a little victory, really. Because if you can do that, then you can put that in your pocket for later, that you can break a press and keep moving and then set up our offense to be patient for it to develop. And we were able to do that a few times, and that's something you can take away from.
Game went overtime against Gilman City, as I mentioned, last Tuesday night, 41-38, Hawks with the road win. What once you got the game to overtime, Coach, what were the little things that Gilman City did to get the victory that you didn't do as well?
That's one of those games that it took us too long to kind of get things rolling, and big third quarter to make it a ball game in the end, and we had a couple foul out and late in the game into overtime is when they finally did, and we had some players step off the bench that weren't used to those big minutes. That overtime situation is tough for a lot of players, and we just weren't able to capitalize.
I think it's also one of those games, too, where for both teams are kind of in the same boat, where you look for that one guy who's going to kind of get hot and maybe go on a little bit of a run. It sounded like Jory Stotts kind of filled that role for Gilman City that night.
Yeah, he took advantage whenever we get in that fast break and you kind of get the momentum, you get something positive on the offense, and then if you slack off on defense at all, that's when teams will take advantage. And he definitely did that for him.
So you got two Tomlinsons. I think they're both in the starting lineup, and they both play a bunch. When they're playing at their best, Coach, what are they bringing your team on the floor?
They're able to just make things happen whenever the offense kind of slows down. Noah's been Tomlinson, the freshman's been able to hit big buckets whenever in transition, and just whenever the rest of the team's kind of slowed down, he's stepped up. And that's always, you get those brothers in their competitive spirit, and they kind of push each other late in the game, and that's always fun to see.
I enjoyed at Holiday Hoops watching Skinner play your big guy inside, and he, you know, obviously you can tell he's young because he's pretty raw, but you look at a guy, you can't teach size, and he has that. He's only going to get bigger. I see a world of potential in that young man over the next 3 years.
And he's one of those kids that you tell him to work on something, and he will. He's young, and he's eager, and he's ready to learn and be the best player they can be. And that's always fun to have, and it's exciting to see.
So as far as getting into the gym and practices, Coach, you had a game last night, obviously, but how difficult was it over the weekend? Did you get in at all, or did snow kind of have its own priorities when it came to that?
Well, since we had to reschedule that Friday game, we were able to get some practice time in as well, and then we ended up having another practice before the game last night. So they're eager and they're ready to just keep working on and moving forward, and that's always something that they're able to do and they want to do.
You played Winston last night, and I think if you look at Winston, now everybody would say, and I'm in this agreement, I think that their best player is Jacob Lewis, but if you put 2-3 guys on Lewis and say he's not going to beat us, he's still going to find a way to get his 20 points, and they got a lot of guys that can beat you. It's not just the Jacob Lewis show when you take on Winston.
Yeah, that's for sure. They have, even whenever Jacob Lewis, you try and shut him down, they have other players that they can step up and they can make those open looks if you give them an opportunity, and that makes it tough for a team like that.
So with the game tonight, we're talking about a little bit off the air, and obviously we pre-record these and then play them back in the late afternoon, so it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and you're not sure at this point if you go to Hill tonight or not, Coach, but you got most people that I've heard are calling their games off. Doesn't mean we can assume that's going to be the case, but it looks like it's iffy at best.
And there is a chance for that. I always want to be prepared on the off chance. Talking to boys, they want to play. They enjoy playing, but we got to be what's safest, and being prepared for this game is something we've been working on. A very exciting game, and it is on the road, but always willing and ready.
Yeah, and when I look at your schedule, and here's what you kind of forget. You kind of look at a season record and, you know, and some games against the North Harrisons and the Winstons and the Pattonsburgs of the world that, you know, they weren't all that competitive on the side for Tri-County. But you've had a couple of wins here and there. You had the win over Buckland-Macon County at Holiday Hoops, and you've had your fair share of very competitive losses. So I'm sure the boys, especially from, you know, the losses that you had to, say, Newtown-Harris and Osborne, and then the you know, the game against Gilman City, a 3-point loss. Are they taking a lot out of the kind of the frustration of being close and not able to get a victory? Do you feel like those are making them better in the long run?
I think you always have those things that sneak in the back of your mind that you can be frustrated, be upset. But most of the time, our boys, they see that as one step closer to finding out how to win in those close games. And anytime you can get in that situation, it's going to help you in the long run. And that's what our boys are really learning. They're mostly young players and playing against varsity, and it's tough to make those adjustments. And I think they're on the right path.
Well, for Friday, I'm hearing snow, and I'm hearing ice, and I'm hearing wind, and I'm not necessarily hearing about an inch of snow. So we might get another storm coming in Friday. I've heard discussions with a lot of ADs that for Friday games, and you got East Harrison coming to your place, there's early discussions about maybe moving it to Thursday. Anything like that going on over there, Coach?
That is a chance for that, just because this weather, you never know in Missouri what it will come. But nothing confirmed or decided, but anytime, we want to get those conference games in, and this late in the season, it's hard to reschedule anything like that. So you got to do what you can to play.
Sure, to give me the easy answer of, you know, if we play, we want to win, because obviously that's, you know, that's why you hit the floor. But from a big perspective, Coach, you're in the Gilman City tournament next week. What would you like to see the guys accomplish, or what are a few of the goals that you would like to see the boys achieve at Gilman City next week?
Well, tournaments are always exciting to be in, and coming out showing that we've improved every game. That's kind of our goal this season, is to show that we're a better team from the seasons in the past. We're moving forward. We're stepping out and trying to make competitive games every time. That's something that we're going to do.
Tri-County, a week from tonight, 7 seed, set to play Pattonsburg at the Gilman City Tournament, the number 1 seed at 5:45. 2-10 record for the Mustangs. Schedule has, and this is very much up in the air because of Mother Nature, at Hale tonight and home on Friday against South Harrison. Coaches, always appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the Mustangs the rest of the week.
All right, thank you.